today. The last piece of Gemara and the last words of the Mishnah. Yeshel of Orin is kind of a chosmav. Case of a maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. There's no takanas defanai there. We assume the get's okay, at least now, because there's no iror. We don't say taninan for whatever the reasons. She can remarry. And then, if there are Orin, it's kind of a chosmav. And then you'll deal with the issue then. The Edom are available, and you can do Kiyum. What are the Orin exactly? So the Gemara has a Shaka Vitaria. What exactly does the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara shows you can't be Irachad because of Yochanan's statement, Ein Ir Pachas Mishnayim. So don't assume that an Irachad is enough to create a weakening in the presumed status of the get. It can't be Irashnayim because then how could Yiskayim B'chosmav work? It's Trey Utrey, Smochahani. Tosis adds the element of Cheskas Eishes Ish, and that we saw the whole tumult with the Masha and the Kiva Eger, Vechuli, right? Exactly. What does Tosis need to add to Cheskas Eishes Ish? And it gets us into the Inyan of Trey Utrey, Steke Tavaisu, Steke Rabbanan, a big Inyan for itself. Okay, we're still working it out, right? That's one little line of Tosis. Then the Maskana Sagemara, what does Ira mean? Ira Debal. Ira Debal, that's even though he's Chad, but the Baal is unique. The Baal can be Ma'arer, and the basis for the Ira Baal, the Pashtus, is because he's a Baal Dover, and the issue of her remarrying is something that's considered to be challenging his kinyan that he has as a husband. Because the notion of Kedushin is Asala Kulayama Kehegdish, and the Hetan Nisun therefore means that she's Yatsa from that status of being Kanui in that sense. It's not Kenyan Mammon, of course, but it's the Kenyan Legabe, that Inyan, that she's Asar Linase Laacher so long as she's married. She's Agida to him. And therefore, he has a right as a Baldover to prevent her from remarrying. And that's the basis for the Ira Baal, and he's Ma'ara on the get. That's when he's Kaiva Chosmav. What was his Ira? Rashi says, back in that days, it's Ira Mizuyev. Rashi here leaves open the possibility of all kinds of psulim, and we explain still, when you're Ma'ara, whatever it is, and you became the get, that's enough to resolve everything. Okay, the Lashna Mishnah is Oririn. So you have to know why it says Lashon Rabim Orin, but the Baal's ability to be Ma'arer is what the Mishnah seems to be referring to. But now there's the Yushalmi that Tosis and the Rishonim bring in that brings us to a whole other Inyan that is going to hopefully play out today, tomorrow, in Mitzvah Shem with looking at all the Rishonim. Tosis quotes a Yushalmi. Ela Ira de Baal, V'hu Hadin Ira de Lekuchos. Sheba'a isha litrof mehen. Kedarmina b'Yerushalmi. Tosis doesn't say much. He just tells you there's Yerushalmi about this. And therefore, hu hadin ira de l'kuchos. Tosis is a little bit vague on a number of points. We know that when the woman has a get, which shows that she's megureshes, she's entitled to get ksuba. For ksuba, she can collect land that's meshubet for her ksuba. That land can be called b'nei chori. That means that it's available in the husband's estate. But it can also be mishubad. If it was sold, then there are people who have purchased that land. They were kuchos. And the land has a lien on it for the ksuba. And the question now becomes, she has a get, the Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to remarry. But what else does she want to do? She wants to be able to collect her ksuba. And if there's no B'nai Chari available, she can go to the same land that's Meshubit from way back for the Ksuba, and wants to collect the Ksuba from the Lekuchos. So the Lekuchos can lodge an Iror. Pashtus has to be a Tanas Bari, otherwise it's not really an Iror. So they know, or they say they know, that this get is Mizuyev, and she's really not divorced, and therefore they want to surrender the land that's Meshubit for the Ksuba. So the Gemara says, Ira de Baal. And that's what the Mishnah means. It's kind of a chosmav. Says Tosis, "Hu adin ira de lekuchos, sheba isha litrof mehen." Tosis is not clear whether what he intends to say is that the Mishnah means that, and perhaps that would be a way to resolve the Lashon Rabim of the Mishnah. Orin, in other words, could be the Baal, could be the Lekuchos. So the fact that it says Orin is itself alluding to the fact that we have other cases the Gemara did not spell out. Why did the Gemara spell it out? Unclear. But the Yerushalmi does. But meanwhile, the ants, they can be Ma'arin. And what would happen is Kain B'chosmav. At first glance, it's not a simple thing. First of all, Yeshel of Orin suggests, and we'll see this more inside in the Ran soon, that there's an error. Let's say there's no error. So then, there's no need to be Iskain B'chosmav, and everything can go forward. So with regard to Het HaNisuin, we have that whole long Tosfos of that days, and that we shouldn't discuss it here also. What happened to the notion called what? Tanina. If you are going to collect from somebody, Shalom B'chonav, and it's a Shtash in the Mekuyim, do you have a right to collect? So Tosfos goes out of his way to show you that typically that's the halacha, that you say taninan, that we don't let a person come with a shtash and mukim and collect shalom b'fanav, or we sum in the lukuchos, we say taninan. However, in this Mishnah it's clear that without Orin, she can remarry. So why don't we say taninan? So what did Tosfos say? Mishumiguna, that was Tosfos in that days. Mishumiguna, they make all Chazal made it easier that they won't say Taninan and she can remarry. She doesn't want to state that she can't remarry. That svara is specific to the inyan of remarrying. What about with regard to Ksuba, collecting her Ksuba from Mishubadim? That's no aguna issue there. It's an issue of mamum. So then presumably it should fall into the category Tosfos is saying generally, that we say Tanina. So then, if you want to say the Mishnah means Yeshu of Orevin, it could be the Baal, or it could be the Lekuchos, Yiskai B'chosmav. But Yeshu of Orevin implies, L'chaira, that the Taina is actually being lodged, the ear is being lodged. So when it comes to the ear of the Baal. So if the Baal is Ma'arer, Yiskayim B'chosma. If the Baal is not Ma'arer, so then, Shemiguna, Tosfos says she can remarry. But regarding the Ksuba collecting, the Ear L'chor, it shouldn't matter whether they're Ma'arer or not Ma'arer. We should be Ma'arer. Tanina. So then how could you put this into the Mishnah? Yeshua of Oren would sound like that they actually be Ma'arer. Yeah?
We said that the Baal gets Nemaros because
of the
Baal, but the same logic
applied to
the
Baal. So that's something else. Let's step back. The truth is, this is where I'm going. That let's give the Tanina question now. So this is a good question. Would it not be Tanina as well? But now let's ask ourselves a very basic question. The issue of whether it's called Tanina or let's just say that they're being Ma'ar. Okay? Tanina is just supplying the Taina on their behalf. Right. But really, that means that fundamentally, there's a basis for the Lekuchos to be Ma'ar. This is something Yehuda was mechaving to in the morning. L'chaira, there's a big chidush here. When you talk about the taina of the Lekuchos, so that means like this. Typically, you can't be Ma'ar, and Irachad is not an Irer, and Eritrei, Yiskei B'chosmav, wouldn't help you. So now you have to come up with some basis to explain what kind of error is valid that would require, necessitate kiyum, and kiyum would work. So the Gemara says error debal. The Baal we understand, leaving out that brisker, Rav's chiddush, right? Pashup shat, the Baal is a baldover, because the issue of the get, beikar, is about the question of whether she can remarry, whether she's free from that kinyan kedushin that asked her to remarry. So that is goof for what he's doing as a baldover. When it comes to the Lekuchos, the issue of remarrying is not their issue. Nothing to do with them. Their issue is a detail, small detail that also is a ramification of her becoming divorced, that she can collect Ksuba and they bought the land as Meshubah to the Ksuba. So who says that that would be enough to warrant a Tainas Baldover here? Because the main inyan of the get is not that, the detail relating to whether the Karka can be collected for the ksuba. The main inyan of the get is that she's free and she's not married, and she can remarry. Another halacha happens to be that she's entitled to ksuba as well. But in order to allow for a taina of iror, you have to be someone that is considered a baldover. What makes him a baldover on the inyan of the get? Because it happens to be one inyan, one detail that falls out of the get is negia them. Or to say it in different terms, to lodge an iror on a get is to say that the get, the etzem, is, according to my taina, the get is nothing. But if they would say the get is nothing, that would mean in effect you can't remarry. But they're not talking about remarrying. They can't speak to that issue. That's not their issue. They're not bali dvarim on the issue of whether she can remarry. So at the end of the day, whatever they're going to say is not going to be able to be accepted vis-a-vis the ikur inyan of the get, which is, can she remarry? She can remarry. They want her not to get the ksuba. So who says an iror can be localized in such a narrow way that they're not bali dvarim on the ikur inyan of the get, and they're not going to be able to create an iror that's accepted vis-a-vis that? But nevertheless, it will still be a limited iror on insofar as the issue that concerns them, even though the issue that they're saying is not going to make a dent in the get in terms of what the get is b'ikar. That itself is a chiddush. That there should be such an idea of iror d'lekuchas. This is what you're bringing up. So maybe we could say like this. Maybe one kasha perhaps answers the other. Mamish a second, because what did I start by asking? And the Rana is going to basically raise this question, but let's try to anticipate the answer. The Chayra, the Mishnah, if Tosis means that the Mishnah has in mind Iridul Kuchas, it doesn't say in Tosis for sure that that's what it is. It could be. Huadin means that you should know that that's also true. But it could also mean that the Mishnah is alluding to it. Yerushalmi says it, and the Mishnah alludes to it. Odorin means Baal and Lukuchos. So why is it Mashma and Yeshel of Odorin only when there is an error? Right? By the Baal, it's clear that without an error, there's nothing to worry about. She can be married. But regarding the Lukuchos, Lukhira, there's a din of Taninan that even if they don't say anything, but that would be out. But Lamaisa, the whole idea of Ira de Lukuchos is novel. It's a big chiddush. It's not pashut that they should be able to lodge a taina, because they are limited in their in what they can consider themselves to be bali dvarim. It's only one issue that relates to them. But fundamentally, the get is still a solid get for what it's supposed to be. So the inyan of binogeya the Lukuchos, really the chiddush is really the fact that there is a concept of Ira de Lukuchos. But again, the Baal, there's no chidush that the Baal can be ma'arer. It's just that. The point of the Mishnah is, if he's ma'arer, yiskayim. If he's not ma'arer, she can be married, Mishnah, igun akil. But insofar as the lukuchos, the chidush actually is the fact that we can actually accept an error which is only directed at one prat, at one detail, what the get's supposed to do. So that really is where it stems from. And once we get our foot in the door to allow ourselves to accept that chidush, the natural consequence of that, by extension, will be that here there's no mishum igun akilu, so here taninan will also replace the error of the lukuchos themselves. If they'll say it, the chidush is that they can be ma'arer, and the meila, there'll be also tanina. But since the dogesh on iror de lukuchos is the very fact that you can have such an idea of iror de lukuchos, so it doesn't bother me, the deep that I asked, it's mashma in the Mishnah only if they're ma'arer and not by us. No, of course, if we do it for them, we do it for them. That's also true. But the benogia de lukuchas, the chiddush is that alone, that you can have an ear de lukuchas. So the Mishnah doesn't need to tell me, rachel b'tchak tamer, you should know that there's a taninan. We know there's taninan. The exception being by the Baal, Mishamiguna, Tosa said. But in terms of the inyan of iridul kuchos, okay, by maminis is taninan. But the chiddush is that alone, that you can have an iridul kuchos. So therefore, im yeshel of orin, binogel kuchos, that's the word, that there could be orin of lukuchos. If they're not there, we'll do it for them. So meanwhile, one kasha, so to speak, answers the other. In other words, the Mishnah could be alluding to iridul kuchos, even though it's speaking about a case with a ma'arer, but we can also figure out that it would be tanina. But the word is that there's such an idea, so that's why he has to tell me in Yeshua of Orin. By the bow, you don't need to tell me that the bow can be ma'arer. He's about the bow can be ma'arer. There, the word is, if he comes, then we have to do kiyum. If he doesn't come, then she can remarry and you don't need kiyum. Clear? Anything to clarify? Just on what we're saying? Yeah? Benjamin, and then, yeah.
Does that mean with this taninan that
now
she can't remarry?
No, so I'm not, no, chayr is not so. The taninan of the lekuchos would not stop her from remarrying. Pashtus, again, I want to say, because it could be there's a mashmos in the Rashba before, maybe I'll give it to you to look at. Otherwise, I would assume right now that the ira de lekuchos or the taninan equivalent cannot stop her from
remarrying.
That's what I would think, yeah. Again, Avi before, Natalia, yeah. Just on this.
Yeah. Why can you also answer that based on this kind of like of the Mishnah and Yivamos that when Bishel agrees to Bishel?
Well, I didn't say a word about the Mishnah and Yivamos. Okay, hold your fire to afterwards. We'll get there. Yeah,
Natalia. The ear is causing some kind of, is compromising the chazaka of the get in regards to one aspect of it. How could it only compromise the chazaka regarding one aspect?
That's what it comes out. It's an interesting thing. In other words, Gabe, the issue that they have a stake in, the get has a weakened status. But not Gabe other inyan, that they're not balidvarma. That's precisely what we have. It's a very unique type of thing. That's why I think the Irdul Kuchas is not simple. Again, Tosas did not say that it lies within the words of the Mishnah. Tosas just says, Hu Hadin. So, it's true. So, if you wanted to take that diuk that we made, the first diuk, and say, well, Yeshua of Aaron sounds like only if the Ma'arer, so how could it be Lukuchos? It should be Taninan. So maybe the answer is, in Chanami, Tosas never put into the Mishnah. Orin means the Baal. It says, Lashon Rabim, fine. The Baal is a Koach like you were too. That's what it means. The Mishnah means Ira the Baal. You should know there's a halacha called Irdul Kuchos. And you want to know more about that? They could be Ma'arer, and we could be Ma'arer for them. Fine. But that's not the Mishnah. On the other hand, one could have read the Mishnah as referring to that too. And the Lashon Rabim would therefore make sense. But then the question becomes, the logic of Tosas Dav Beis that we don't do Taninan is only relevant to the issue of remarrying Mishamiguna. So presumably we would have a Taninan for the Lukuchos. So then why would the Mishnah be talking about Orin only when, if and when the Ma'ara, that was Tosas Odiyuk, by the Baal. If not Ma'ara, when we don't do Taninan. But by the Lukuchos we do. So how could it be referring to the Lukuchos? So what I'm trying to say, the board is like this. Of course we do Taninan. But the focus of the Mishnah is the fact that there can be such an idea of a Taninan is only to replace what would be said by the Baldover. But he has to be a Baal Dover in order to have such a taina. Who says that they're not Baal Dvarim on the issue of the get, if all they're dealing with is one detail of the get, which is whether they have to give up the karka for the ksuba? The get is a lot more than that. So who says that that's good enough to make them Baal Dvarim to be Ma'ar the get? And the get itself, for purposes of remarrying, is not considered to be a weakened get, only insofar as this is concerned. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling me, Yeshua of Oren, you can have an era called Kuchos. Okay, can it also be without them? Yeah, that's called Taninan. But the root of the Taninan is from the fact that there could be such a Taina, so that's where the Mishnah could refer to the Taina of the Lukuchos, not because it wouldn't be a Taina in lieu of their saying it, but because that's where it stems from. When they gave the Baal, on the other hand, we know the Baal can be Ma'ar. The question is only, if he's not Ma'ar, then what? The answer is, then Anan lo Taninan. Shlomo and Chavishua and everyone else, yeah.
It seems like a strange thing for Tosas putting
this idea
here into
the Kuchos,
like in reference to our Gemara when it seemingly is
completely. In other words, the Gemara is a complete silent to that. That's a striking. In Chanani. But we're going to have to figure out the halachas anyway. We're going to follow the trail. It's going to be in terms of Ksuba. We have to deal with the ratio of the Mishnah and everything else. And the Sefer. What is the halacha of Gabi Ksuba? You're saying from the Lashon HaTosas, it sounds like we're not inserting it to the Mishnah. The Ran says this, but Tocha Dvarm, if you got to the Ran already, the Ran says that the Mishnah's Kavana, Lefi Abavi at least, because the Yerushalmi is Mashmid, we are talking about the Mishnah. You see how it's quoted by the Rishonim, Mi Orer, The Yerushalmi seems to be putting in Iridul Kuchos et Pshat in the Mishnah. Mi Ore. And one opinion is Iridul Kuchos. So that's correct. The Shaila is, does the Bavli accept that? You're saying the Pashtus, it sounds from the Gemara. The Gemara is not even entertaining that that's Pshat in the Mishnah.
It sounds like
Tosis. And Tosis doesn't mean to put into the Mishnah. Tosis means to simply tell us who Adin. Who Adin that there could be such a thing. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. Could be. But anyway, if you're going to have anyone that's going to learn that it means that, be it the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, we're still going to have to address our question. So why only if Yesho of Orin? L'chayra, the Tanina should still exist. So, you know, put it to Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. But Tosis, I don't know. Tosis could have meant, and the Ram points that maybe the Mishnah is not interested in that because the Mishnah is focusing on the issue of whether she can remarry. So the Mishnah doesn't want to discuss the Iridul Kuchas. Because the Mishnah's Orin is about the main ending of the. Could it be Ma'ara? Sounds like they could. That's not so simple.
This is not a case of Bavli and Nibur?
That we're going to see. What do you mean exactly?
That they're being made on something.
They're
being Ma'ara, and we're saying that they'll only be Ma'ara on the Ksuva and not that she's.
They're Ma'ara on the Ksuva. That's what that relates to that.
But their ear also.
It's not an Eidus, it's an Eror. So they're from their standpoint, because it's affecting their land that they purchased, they say the get is
Mizuyas. Which would also make her not be able to remarry. And we're saying
we're accepting it as Emes. We're just creating a suffix. The suffix is insofar as what affects them. So Binogeya collecting the Ksuba, we have to reckon with their Taina. Taina's Baldav has to be accepted, that has to be rebutted. Doesn't mean we're taking it as to be true. Palginan has to do with when you accept them as MS, so we're doing it selectively. We take on, here, it's an ear, it's a Taina's Baldav. Taina's Baldav speaks to where the Baldav has something at stake. So he tells them, they say, we can't collect our kak. Where your issue is going to be more relevant, of course, is going to be, you know, we'll see in Medina Sayyam, when you have an Eidus of the Shliach. And then we have to talk about, Gabi, what is he believed? In what sense? Here it's an ear of the Lukuchos. We'll see. The Rishon do bring in the Sugi before, the Ramban, right? But we'll see. We'll see more about it. But Pashtas right now, it's this ear of the Lukuchos. Who else?
I forgot.
Now, something else to consider, again, before we start looking more at the Rishonim inside, another thing that hovers over this whole inyan of Iridul Kuchos is, what would Tosis say? We can try to glean what Tosis had in mind. What about the Reisha of the Mishnah? Right? Everything you see in the Sefer, the foil to that is the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Sefer is maybe get married to Yisrael, Einar Tzach Shiomar, and then she can be married, Yeshel Voris Kaim B'chosmav, and you can worry about it then, because there are Eidim Mitzvah L'Kaimah. What about the Reisha of Dinas Hayam? Is in the Messiah kind. That's the takana of the Fanai. So the Shiach is made the Fanai. Now we know that the get is considered to be valid. We have the equivalent of Kiyam, quasi Kiyam. The Baal is Ma'arer, Lo Maskechinan Day, right? That's the Pashtus. Lo Maskechinan. We had that long Rashba, but Pashtus, whenever it is, she remarries, she doesn't remarry. The error is not accepted in any binagay anything. And you do know the Rashi I'm referring to that we spent time on. But Pashtus, the manas of the Fanai is unequivocal, all encompassing. The error Baal cannot come in and step in at any point after the Fanai. Okay, what about Iridul Kuchos? In other words, now that she can remarry based on a get that had been brought in Medina Sayyam with a Shkiach who said the Fanai, and now she wants to cook the Ksuba. So if the Orin are the Lukuchos, would you need Kiyum in order for Tzulek Ksuba? Or would she get Ksuba? And you have to know what should be the difference. If the Lukuchos can be Ma'arer on the get in the case of Eretz Yisrael, why couldn't they be Ma'arer on the get in the case of Medina Sayyam? What's the difference? Well, because he said the Fana. So you take on that what he's saying is Zenith. What?
You're saying that the Fana is an all-encompassing
All encompassing benegayir rabal. But yeah, that's in terms of. But what about iridul kuchas?
In the same way that it's kulim mishum iguna. So
mishum iguna doesn't affect the collecting the silver.
No, but if it's bafanai that it's kim, it's only going to work mishum iguna. So then that's only works benogaya the ishas. But maybe not benogaya the mom.
It's clear that he can remarry, but does that also have to mean that she gets ksuba? So now you could say, well, if she can remarry, she should get ksuba. Well, that's true in Eretz Yisrael too. She can remarry with a get she'en makuyim. But you're telling me she's not getting ksuba if there's an iridul kuchos or even a tanina. So what's the difference? Now, let's be medayik something. If we were to read the word orin in the sefer, this is totally how you understand tosis. If you read the word orin as specifically referencing the kuchos, if that was what maybe tosis meant, then we have to ask ourselves the deal that Tosis discussed in Daf Gimel, right? Tosis discussed a bit again the issue of the laws of the Baal. But meanwhile, Tosis took for granted that the Lashon HaMishnah, even though he originally flirted with the possibility that it's going on both, but Tosis concludes not that way. Tosis Daf Gimel, right? It doesn't say Yeshel of Orin Yiskayim in the Reisha, because in the Reisha there is no need to do Kiyam. Once there's a Befanai, then you can't be mad. That's what we just finished saying before. So if you're going to learn pshat in the word odor in the sefer, that it refers equally also to the kuchos, and since it says it in the sefer, not in the reisha, then we have a raya that in the reisha there is no such thing as iridul kuchos, and she'll collect the ksuba. I mean, that's what follows. And again, if Tosis had a mind to learn pshat mishnah that way, the Tosis Kishitasa would have to also assume that what we're saying now is correct, that she get a ksuba. And then the question is, what's the difference? In other words, let's be Mishum Iguna. What was Mishum Iguna that they're trusting the Shliach? What's the Iguna? That she can't remarry. But why would Mishum Iguna go as far as saying that she should also be believed for the Ksuba? The same way we're saying within Tosus and Abbeis that she can remarry with the Getcha in the Mekuya Mishum Iguna, so we don't say Tanina. But regarding Maminis and regarding the Kuchos, we should say Tanina. Okay. So the nemanis of the fanai of one aid is predicated on the medik daik benogei mishamiguna kiyuha rabban. Mishamiguna is specific to getting her remarried. So why should mishamiguna now go anything beyond that and let her collect suba? And again, if Yeshu of Oren refers to the Oren of the Lakuchos, and we understand that it's specific to the Sefer, then we end up assuming that in the Reisha, there is no basis for iridul kuchos or v'taninan. Why? Because it's a befana. Yeah, but befana is predicated mishamiguna kilu barayim. Mishamiguna is something for remarrying. So why should she get ksuba?
Well, once we say befana, it's not only the reason why we say befana is mishamiguna, but the effect of befana is that it validates the shtar as a whole. So
you're saying once we accept the befana mishamiguna, it's considered like a get mekuyah. It's as if you had your Skyim Bechosmah already.
Until further notice.
Until what? Not further notice. I mean, that's it. You're saying it's it. It's Kiyum. It is Kiyum. Even though we only extended this to be viewed as Kiyum for a particular reason. And that reason is limited to Alter Nisuin. So you're saying. The Baal can be Ma'ara because that would be a problem in Niguna. But the kuchos are mima'ar because they don't want to surrender the karka, and the shemiguna doesn't speak to that issue. And the only reason we gave this nemanis and viewed it as a kiyum, and here you're going to have to talk about the potential issue of pagina, because if you're going to say that you're not neman ugabi, then you're believing him ugabi this and now ugabi that. Because it's an edus. But lemaisa, mishumiguna was the reason why they're accepting him. Medik daik and all of that. But why should it extend beyond that? You say, no, Maisa, we gave him the Amanis. Is that all there is? Or is there something else, another factor that we haven't yet identified that the Rishonim deal with in the Mishnah Yevamis that also comes to play in here? What's the other elephant in the room, so to speak, that we didn't yet mention? Two words. Rashi Tevus Mem Kaf. You didn't see it? not Matnas Kahuna. No, I like Matnas Kahuna. No. Something else. No. Give me another Medrash Ksuba. Ah, very good, without looking, right? Medrash Ksuba. What's Medrash Ksuba? What does Medrash Ksuba mean? What does it mean? Medrash Ksuba? The Darshanik Ksuba? What does it mean? I heard Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma. What's Medrash Ksuba? What is Medrash Ksuba? So the Mishnah states as follows. Kuf tezayin and beis nivamis. Machokis b'shami b'shilel. But at the end, Beis Hillel comes around to Shitas Beis Shammai. What is this issue? The Mishnah, of course, tells us there in the end of Yevamis that you have a nemanis that was extended to a woman who comes and says, Meis Bailey, the whole sugya, how this can be, what it's based on. But that's the halacha, that you can believe an isha, you can believe an eid echad, and you take on that which the husband is no longer seen as considered alive, and she can be married based on something less than Eidus Berurah of two Eidim. You can have Isha Atzma, you can have an Eid Echad, and the Sugya Sagamar deals with weird, what it's based on, what kind of halacha is it, Midaraisim, Midrabanan, and all the lumdis that goes into that. But that's the halacha. You can have a woman who can remarry, even though there were no two Eidim to identify the husband died. That's a special din. What about Ksuba? She can collect Ksuba in one of two scenarios, either if she's a Grusha or she's an Almana. So if we assume the husband dies, she should be allowed to collect the Ksuba. But again, here, the Nemanis is not a full Nemanis of two Eidim. It's something short of that. Machokes b'shamai b'silah. So it says the Mishnah here, if you didn't see it already, I'll read it carefully, slowly, and you can read it afterwards. B'shamai omrin, the bottom of Kufta Zayin on the base, tinase v'tito ksubasa. Rashi says, al piha. In other words, she says her husband died, we accept what she says, and she collects her Ksuba. Beis Hillel omrim tinase v'lo tito ksubas. She can be married, but she can't get her ksuba. Gotta be the ksuba. It's a matter of mamon. And there, you need apishnayim eidim yakum davar, and whatever we're going to say to justify she can be married is not going to hold the gabi ksuba. That shitas Beis Hillel initially. Omru and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai comes to Beis Hillel and says, I don't stand you. He tartan eva chamura v'lo nati mamon akal. You used whatever logic you're going to use to permit her, who's presumed to be an Eishes Ish, to remarry, which is a much more serious transgression. That at stake is the issue of Eishes Ish, and you say we assume the husband died, that she can remarry, and the issue of Mammon, you're not going to allow her to marry to get her Ksuba. It's a lot easier to be able to push the envelope, so to speak, for Mammon than it is forever. Amar Lan Beis Hillel, but you see, you're not right either. Why? Because Matsinu. Right? We know that if she says her husband died, we spoke this out also with the Bechanan, which is the idea that as far as Yerusha is concerned, so the Achin are not going to be able to get the Yerusha based on her Eidus that she said her husband died. Rashi says, Rachmana Amar Pishnayim Eidim. Ugabi Nisuin Dida, Hu Da'akilu Rabban Mishamiguna. That which the Chacham, again, sounds like a Mishamiguna Akilu here also. Mishamiguna Akilu Rabbanan, that she can remarry based on her testimony. But as far as the Nachal is concerned, that's strictly speaking a Mammonist issue. You need Shnei Eidim. So they still count, as you see, that Mammon is a separate category. You need Shnei Eidim. So now Beis Shammai has to respond to Beis Hillel. That's a good point. You see that you're taking the Nemanis of the woman and applying it selectively. Now here again is one of the classic proofs of Rav Chanan to the rule called that he doesn't want to call Palgina Dibura. He calls it what? Palgina Nemanis. What does he say that means? The idea that we take on as a fact that the husband died insofar as one area of halacha is concerned, namely that she can be married, we take on that her husband died. But insofar as assuming that the Yerusha now is available for the children, we're not assuming that. He calls that Palgina Nemanis. It's not that we're splitting the Dibur, it's we're taking what she's saying, we're giving the Nemanis and assigning it in one area, not another area. Okay. And that's what he brought the famous Kasha. Then why couldn't we simply understand the earlier Suga in light of that? Why is Abai arguing? And that was where he went with a certain Mahalach that he went Kedar Go. But meanwhile, this is a classic example that we're not accepting this Eidus of the woman, the Nogeya, the Yerusha. So this is his response. So Beis Shammai still says she gets a ksuba, but he does acknowledge that there won't be Yerusha going, but she'll get ksuba. So what's the difference? So here we get to the famous Medrash Ksuba. Amru lehem Beis Shammai, v'halo misefer ksuba nilmod, from the language, from the text of the ksuba, we can glean shehu kosev la. He writes to her in the ksuba. That once you have the permission to marry someone else, because she's an aman or grusha, but it's tinasi la'acher, that's the lashon. So therefore, you get what you're entitled to. So if she kamaisa, she can remarry, so whatever it takes to get her to remarry is going to also suffice to get her to the ksuba, because the two are equated. We have to know how to be masper exactly what this means, but this is the words of the Mishnah, that if she can remarry, she can get ksuva too. That was the argument of Beis Shammai that was so compelling, that overwhelmed Beis Hillel, says the Mishnah, the final words of the Mishnah, the Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedibbe Beis Shammai, famous line of the Mishnah. They were debating, Beis Hillel surrenders, that's their anivus, right? They heard the argument of Beis Shammai, Sefer Ksuba, which some refer to as Medrash Ksuba. The Ksuba's language can be darshaned, and we can learn halacha from it, that if she can remarry, she's getting ksuba. So now, this brings a whole new layer to our discussion by us. And that has to do with the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah, and they're trying to figure out where this fits vis-a-vis the Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah Yevamos has a heter nisuin based on Indian of Iguna, and we allow her to remarry. And what is at the end of the day not in dispute, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are in agreement, is that she could get her ksuva based on Medrash ksuva. And now the question becomes, where does that leave us in terms of Gittin Dav Beis? We have the beginning of the Mishnah, where Shiach says Bifanai, and Mishum Iguna, we're Machshir and Eidechad, and we give an Emunus, a Medek Daik, and she can remarry. And we're asking ourselves, what about ksuba? And with me, medayik, maybe that she'll get a ksuba. And one can certainly now point to the Medrash ksuba, the Mishnah over here, and say, oh, that's maybe where it's coming from. So there can't be an error, there can't be a taninan, because if she can be married, she can get ksuba. But then we look at the sefer of the Mishnah, and now we're puzzled. Because what do we have in the sefer of the Mishnah? We have a maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. Meanwhile, what is she able to do with a getcha in a mekuyim? What is she able to do? What is she able to do? And I know. She can remarry. No, she can remarry. Medrash ksuba. She should get her ksuba. And suddenly, what do we have? Yeshu of Odorin. The kuchas don't want to surrender the karka. So, you need kiyum. But she can remarry. Shouldn't she get a ksuba? And what do we ask? We're even saying taninan as well. She can get a ksuba. Maishna Reishna Maishna Seifa. And Maishna Gittin Dav Beis from Ksuba's Kuf Yud Zayin. Right? We have Medrash Ksuba here, Gabe Heta Nisuin of Meis Baila. And we have seemingly to discuss Medrash Ksuba in terms of Gittin Dav Beis, the Reish and the Seifa. And here is basically what we have to now sort out with all the various Rishonim and a range of Rishonim in a spectrum here. We have one little Tosfos, but now it's going to get opened up with the Ramban and the Ran. And the Meiri and the Rush. That's our work cut out for us. Where does everybody stand on this? And where do you put Medrash Ksuva into the Mishnah? Does it apply anywhere? Does it apply everywhere? Does it apply selectively? What exactly, and what is the difference? And what is Medrash Ksuva at the end of the day? What does it really mean? That's a question what we have to now sort out. Avi.
Isn't the Mishnah in the Mishnah, where they tell it seems to be Shammah,
yeah,
it seems to say that they're agreeing that the lukukos and the remarriage are part and parcel with each other.
A package, yeah.
And therefore, they're one entity. And now that they're one entity, we can answer everything, because now they don't need two to be to get the lukukos, because the meyedik that extends to the lukukos is A. B, we don't tell you mizuya by the lukukos, because it's combined with the mishumaguna by the...
Okay, so where are you going with this? So that's over there.
Because it answers
over here.
A lot of questions, because in the Reisha by the Bifana, it's all encompassing, including the Lekukos, because it's together.
One second. Whoa. This is where I'm going to stop you. Why is it more together in the Reisha than the Sefer? what is the togetherness of the Medrash Ksuva? What does the word say? Likesheti nasi la'acher. I ask you, in the Reisha, Likesheti nasi la'acher, is it fulfilled? Yes. Why? Because of B'tfanai. I ask you now, the Sefer, the Eretz Yisrael, is it fulfilled? Likesheti nasi la'acher? Sounds like, to me, she can be married, right? So what? Why are you making it only in the Reish and not in the Seif? She can be married in both cases.
Because
in one case, an aide came along and said the fine. Okay. In the other case, we presume that they get fine. But either way, she can rise and she can be married.
Because in the Seif, when we have the ability for the Baal to be
married, the Baal could be married. Fine. So, but right now he hasn't been married.
Saints and the Kufos also have the ability to be married.
What?
Because they work together.
What do they work together? What do
you mean?
What's a package? The package is the Hetzer Nisuin and the Ksuba. But the Baal and the Lekuchas are a package? No, what kind of package is that? It's a new package? The Baal and the Lekuchas? The Baal's Ma'ar, that's a different story. The Baal's not Ma'ar. She can be married. She can be married. She should get Ksuba. What's going on? Let's go slow. We have the Ramban, we have the Ran, we have the Iri, we have the Rush. Let's go Keseder, okay? Let's start with the Ramban, yeah? We'll see, and each of the Rishonim, again, you have to remember Daig, what they discussed, what they didn't discuss. Try to go to save it. Yeah. There's a major mistake in the Dibur Maskil here. I don't know if you realized it, if you got to the Ramban. I try to make it clear in the Ma'amakomos. I don't know, maybe the real Chiddush Ramban has it corrected, but it's quite obvious if you read the first line in the Kovetz. I don't know why they didn't change that. Correct. How do you read the first line? The words, as they appear in bold, are as follows. Does it say anything like that in our Gemara? No. Tell me how to read. What should be in bold, what should not be in bold? They're both should be detectives here. I'm going to let you figure it out for me, okay? I mean, unless you have a Kovetz that's already better, more edited, then you can cheat that way. But it's pretty clear to me how to read this. I won't accept the Shtickel Torah because it's too obvious that it's not Sotos Adfus. Okay? Punctuate me the first line. What should be involved?
I have a different line.
So yours is better?
It says dip it in it.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, okay, good. Even without the basic works also. But what's the point? Vahad the Armina Bishmaitin. Irabal. Kama.
Yeah.
You have it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, mine's our old covers, okay. Okay, so who has mine? Okay, see, oh, you see what you see now, you know what to buy next time, right? Which edition? Vahad the Armina Bishmaitin Irabal. Okay, they weren't careful. That which it says in the Gemara, Irabal, that Ira means Irabal, Dinhu, or you have Bidinu, same thing, Dinhu, the Havale Lamemar, Ira Lukuchos. Right? It should have logically also said Ira Lukuchos. It's also true. Now he says, Yitzia get the Eni Moksuva. I'm not sure why he has to say like that. Lamaisa, if there gets a problem, then the Ksuva is not going to help us. I'm not sure why he needs to keep talking about that case. I mean, the get is enough to collect the ksuba without the ksuba. But Lamaisa, if the get's no good, the ksuba's not going to help her. Pasha don't know why the rabbi had to say like that. But either way, that if there's ir lukuchos, and she wants to collect with the get from the lukuchos, so it's the same thing. It should also be ir de lukuchos. Elam mishum. So why does the Gemara explain it as ir de baal? It's ir de kuchos as well. Elam mishum. The masnisin gatiruli nasehi. The Mishnah is regarding her being able to remarry. So again, the Bavli did not interpret it as Irdu Kuchas. Why not? Because the Bavli's feeling is that the Mishnah's purpose of Yeshua of Orin is Lugabi the Inyan that we would naturally assume we're discussing, which is Hetanisu. So not that it couldn't, that not that it also could have been that, but the Maisa, the Bavli doesn't want to Rumpshat that way. Oh, but there's Yerushalmi. Now we have more than what Tosfos is a kid. I mean, Yerushalmi without any referencing. Will be Yerushalmi Garcina. Now he brings us more background. Quoting a Yerushalmi. Mi Oreb. Now the Yerushalmi is analyzing the Lashon HaMishnah. Mi Oreb. Rav Chizda Amar Baal Oreb. Amrav Yosa Afgul Kuchos Oreb. Shelo Titrof Miyadav. The Kuchos also. Now comes the Ramban and starts figuring out where this is going to fit within our Mishnah. we have the Seifa, and now according to Yishalmi, is one day in the Yishalmi, also the Yukucha Sama Ore. Dafk, interesting, Derech Agav, that the Yishalmi has a machokis about it, you wonder what would be Rav Chisda's position? That the Kuchas can't be Ma'or? Why not? So if we were right in what we said before, that there's a Chiddush here, that there's a notion called Irdal Kuchas, it could be that, I mean, it could be that Rav Chisda just didn't want to read the Mishnah that way, like the Bavli didn't. But maybe Rav Chisda Taka held that you can't have an Irdal Kuchas. I don't know. Just interesting possibility. But meanwhile, the Yishalmi does bring us a shita that kuchas are ma'or. Umistav the hecha do mashiach. What about the reisha? The funny nechta, funny nechta. The hemnuhu rabbana. Right in Medina Sayam, he's trusted. Not only that, vafilu be'eretz Yisrael. Right, even eretz Yisrael. What do we have before three words? E abdesahana. So you could say the funny. So if there'll be a befanai, mishum takana sigunos, he's believed. Then go vet minolo kuchos, the alpha piece of tano mizuyif. They could say mizuyif now till tomorrow. Lamaisa, if there was an edus of befanai, be it in chutzgards, be it in Eretz Yisrael, there will be a basis to collect, notwithstanding the irdul kuchos. Why? Now he's quoting now, you now know he's quoting. Should be sefek suva no mode, that the Russian, he's paraphrasing whose words in the Mishnah. Who uses those words? Beit Shammai encountering an overwhelming Beit Selusita. Shekach kosev kshitz nasi la'achet yichim asher kosev lichi. Kedamina bi'avamis bo meres meis baili. So the Ramban is saying explicitly that with regard to the case of the Reisha, the Mishnah, you have a cause to collect ksuba based on what the sugya says in Yavamis, just as meis baili is now going to trigger from that a heter nisuin as well as a basis to collect suva, because sefer suva no mode. So it is over here in the case of befanai, be it in chutzlars, be it in Eretz Yisrael, there was a befanai. The Ramban does not, though, explain to us what's missing in the Ramban's hesper. What doesn't he tell us? So why not in the sefer? That we have to wait for the Ran for. But the Ramban does bring a caveat here. What is this caveat? Suva has different aspects to it, different layers. There's the ikar suva, which is mana Messiah, for a tsuah Messiah. And then there's hosef lamin delay, right? There's always to sefer ksuba an extra expression of devotion, so you add on, and that's totally whatever everyone adds. So what is the sefer ksuba now dictating? That you can get what? The entire package? So now these are shown. We're going to see if there's any chokim on this. We'll have to see as we go along. But the Ramban is saying mefurish here that the sefer ksuba, this is bein by Yevamis, by Meis Baili, bein by us, is only going to title it to the ikar ksuba, not the Tosefes. That you're going to have a davar bar of shnei edim. Miu efsher, it's an efsher. The hani milu leinim manim masayim. When Tosefes lo she'ein medrash ksuba ela. See medrash ksuba. That's the lashon. Ein medrash ksuba ela the ikar of a lo Tosefes. The chen das mixus morim kosev etzlen perka kosev. They came into mishum medrash suva lesla. If there's not going to come out of medrash suva, then what's the default? Then you're going to have to deal with whether the shtar is considered mekuyim. Midina lesla she'ein kim shtar is miskayim be'edach v'inin mama k'daminon atz mokana nechasim lokana. Says the Ramban, I have a befanai. Befanai means mishum iguna. I accept this to be a kiyum. But it's a kiyum of an eid echad. A kiyum of an eid echad. Says the Ramban to be an afkamina here. Medrash ksuba notwithstanding, that's only going to work insofar as the ikar ksuba. But do I take on that she's in fact a validly divorced woman based on the befanai of the shliach benogia tosefes ksuba? No. Because mamon requires shnei eidim. Where do I see that I can split that way? Atzmo kana, chasmo kana. Shtashich was bought by the eved. And he has a befanai accompanying his shlichus, and we accept it b'nogeya the shichver because that's mishum iguna. We don't accept b'nogeya the matnas nachasim. Atzmo kana chasim olkana. Not too long ago we learned this, right? So what does the Ramban do? He says the same thing over here. In the case of the reish of the Mishnah, I have a befanai. Insofar as the ikar ksuba is concerned, I can extend the nemanis of mishum iguna beyond the heter nisuin, to also include the ikar ksuva based on the drasha medrash ksuva, because once you have a heter nisuin, you get mashe kosev lichi, that's the ikar ksuva. But medrash ksuva does not award her, does not entitle her to the extra tosefes. So So what are we left with now? An Eidus HaBifanai without the new Knech called Medrash Ksuva. So what is that? Atzmo Kon, and Nechasim Lo Kon. Because I have an Eidus only of an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is Neman Ugabei, then Yonim that we were Metake Mishum Iguna. That was where we went, but not Gabi the Mamo. Just like we had an earlier Sugya. So insofar as the Ikik Suva, we can also throw into the hopper the Medrash Suva. But insofar as the Mamo beyond the Medrash Suva amount, besides the Ikik Suva, Asmokan Chasmokan, you brought up before, that's where we see a Palginan. But what did the Ramban leave us hanging on? What did the Ramban address for us? The safe. So far, so good? I hope. Ready for the run? I hope. Okay. Let's see. Focus it. A couple of things in the run. I gave you two parts of the run. First, do the second part that's directly in our sugya. How many got here to the run? It's a short seder today. Okay. We'll try it. We'll start. Haschala. Okay. Ela iridabal, right? That's the words of the Gemara. Maskana se Gemara, el iridabal. What does it mean? Give me a second. Everyone find it. Shabbal ma'arer olav upasa. Okay. V'gasinan b'Yerushalmi. So now again, he's going to give us the Yerushalmi, word for word. Mi orer, Rav Chisda Amar, Baal orer. Yes, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, af al kuchos orerin, shelo titrof miyadan. That you not, should not collect from the ksuva from them, that's pshat in the issue of orerin. Mi orer, pshat in the Mishnah, according to the Yerushalmi, according to Rav Yosef and Yerushalmi, af halukuchos orerin is the Baal and the lukuchos. Umashma l'chor. Here's the first Rishon that's specifically trying to tie the interpretation of lukuchos to the words of the Mishnah, because that's what it sounds like in Yerushalmi. The Ramban implied it, the Ran spells it out. Umashma l'chora, the Yerushalmi savri, okay, not like the Bavli, Yerushalmi savri, the Bechlal, im yesh olav orin, the Tanan b'masnisen included in that phrase, Hainu ira de lukuchos. Oh, so that means that in the sefer of the Mishnah, the lukuchos keep in ma'arer, and the Mishnah would be saying, if they do so, then yiskayim b'chosma. If they don't do so, we have to soon see, pashtus should be a taninan, but meanwhile, if they do so, yiskayim b'chosma. They have a right to make an ira, and again, we say it's a chiddush, right, because they're not bali dvarim in the fullest sense of the word, but that is still good enough. But that's only, says the Ran, in the Sefer. But it won't be true in the Reisha. And now the Ran gives us more to work with. Mil. Dafka b'shenises beget zeh she'ena mekuyim. It's only when she's being remarried with this get she'ena mekuyim, there was no b'fanai, v'lo'om b'fanai nechta, and because he could have said it also, but he didn't say b'fanai nechta. Avo im nises beget kasher she'heyid shliach. In that case, nifras ksuvasa min halukuchos. She can get her payment of the ksuva from the kuchos. Why? Let's see his lashon. The kevan de hemnuah kibetre la tiroli nase. What's hemnuah kibetre? They. What's hemnuah? Who's the they? No. The chachamim based in chacham the rabbanan gave her nemanus like two. Hemnuha kibetre, the chacham, that was the takana of the fana. Like two edim, la tira linase, memela afi nefask miksuvasa. Why? The misefe ksuva nilmod, we can learn it from the sefe ksuva, from the lashon of the text of the ksuva, shekach kosavu, kshetinasi la'ache, titlima shekosavu, chi yivamis kof yuzayin. That's in the case of the reisha. However, Avo ko shelo omer b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam. In the case we didn't say b'fanai, there eina govem in halukuchos. There she won't get it. What's our obvious question? What do you mean? She can remarry in the sefer too. Now look carefully at the lashon. We have to unpack this. Shaharei lo hitiruha beizdin linasei. In the case of the sefer, beizdin did not permit her to remarry. Ella. Shim Nises Ein Motzianos. If she remarries, we're not going to make her leave her second husband. Ellen Kane Bar Baal V'ira. Unless the Baal's Ma'arah, but if the Baal's not Ma'arah, we're not going to make her leave her second husband. The Kol Kahai Gav, anything similar to that, Lo Karinan Ba, we cannot read, we cannot apply to that situation the words of the Sefer Ksuba, because Shetinasi La'acher Titri Masha Kosev Lichi. Why? Kevan Shebal Harishon Yachol Adayin La'arer Alecha. So first he says, Bezin was not Matir Alinase, but just Emotzian, unless the Baal's Ma'arer. And he goes on and says, and therefore we can't call Geshit Nasi La'acher, since the Baal could be Ma'arer. Tzarech Bir, what is the Ram saying here? Let's finish the sentence. Avo b'chutz la'aretz, however, chutz la'aretz by contrast, inami, alternatively, Beret Yisrael, i'amar b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. In those cases, she'en lachush achakach l'irush al-Baal, where we have no concern that the Baal is Ma'ar because he won't be able to be Ma'ar then, that is considered to be a, that could qualify as what? Karina Bey, which is Nasi La'ach. V'hainu, de lo katani gavi maybe get b'chutz l'aretz, im yesh of orin yiskayim b'chos ma mishamir de l'kuchos. That's why it doesn't have that clause in the ratio. So this Ran is very sussum. What does the Ran mean in his distinction? What is the slur behind the words of the Ran? Give some thought to this. The Ran says maybe one thing, maybe two things. He points to the fact that the Baal could be Ma'arin, so he can't be Ma'arin in the case where it's a Befanai. He talks about the fact, Lohi Tirua basically Nasi Elam Kenisas Emotsian. You have to peer this. These words of the Ran with an earlier Ran that I gave you, which I want you to look at and see if you can connect it to. But just for our purposes, let's just continue with what he says with the Mana Masayim, that's connecting to the Ramban. So the Ran is Mesiachis to the part of the Mishnah that the Ramban did not speak to, and that has to be explained. And contrast that, Rabosei, to what you'll see in the Meiri and then eventually the Rush. But this, and the Ritva I gave you also to look. We'll get the Ritva, the Meiri, eventually the Rush. Umiyo Efsher. Again, just like the Rabban said, Efsher, he's also tentative about it. You have to know why he says it only in an Efsher Lashon. The Hanimili Mani Masayim, even though we say by Bifanai that it's an all-encompassing Nemanus, that Sefer Ksuba would entitle her to everything. When Tosefes Lo, She'ein Mebesh Ksuba Elu Le'ikr, Avlo Tosefes. Does the Efsher mean because it's possible that the Mebesh Ksuba extends to Tosefes, or does it, the Efsher mean because it's possible that once you have a Nemanus, you won't split it at all? What Efsher means, he's not sure about it. It's suggested. Ulfize, according to this, Hada minan hacha b'shmaitin ir de baal, bedinu davi matzil meimar ir de l'kuchos, imotzir gev eni maksuva, again that case, el mishim d'masis m'latir l'inase, hi mishamach in yichari luk mi de baal. That's part one of the Ran. So we have to figure out what the Ran meant in the distinction he makes between the Resh and the Sefer. L'maisa, the Ran continues, and this is the second part, second paragraph, and this is the ha'ara that we raised in the beginning of Shir. L'chaira, could you really assume that the Mishnah means Ira de l'kuchos? The Ran is bothered by the question of why then you would need there to be an Ira. Might as well read it. It goes together. We have to come back to the first part. Just go read with me the next part. Velo nearly came. Or is it too much for everybody? What do you say? Aaron? No? What? First, what? A good first. Okay. I got you to do it first. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Say, okay, questions. Clarifications. Comments. Okay.